In California, the state's laid-back reputation has been tested at the ballot box. Californians have been voting on whether to legalize possession of small amounts of marijuana for personal use. The supporters of Proposition 19 include a broad church of politicians and rights groups, as well as rock, rap and reggae stars. But there are many opponents, from school principals and police chiefs all the way up to the U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder. Brendan Trembath reports.
This old reggae anthem, written in the 1970s, has had a good run recently in California. And the folks who write headlines have had good fun coming up with puns. As the first exit poll results came through, one newspaper ran the headline, "California marijuana legislation vote looks headed for burnout." The result is disappointing for the groups which support the legalization of marijuana for personal use. Sarah Lovering is the development officer for the Marijuana Policy Project.
While this issue remains hot in the media, voters don't seem to be quite as active on it as we would hope.
Sarah Lovering argues that banning marijuana has failed. She points to the multi-billion dollar illegal trade in the drug.
Young people are still able to get their hands on marijuana. And last year, there were $14 billion in non-medical marijuana retail sales here in California. So if that doesn't demonstrate that marijuana prohibition is a failure, I don't know what does.
Sarah Lovering remembers her first joint. She was 16.
I got my hands on marijuana long before I ever used alcohol when I was a teenager. And that's precisely because in order to get alcohol, I had to have a fake ID or a friend who was 21 or older. But because marijuana regulation is left to drug dealers, gangs, and cartels, nobody had to check my age before selling marijuana to me.
But making it legal, won't that make it more available in households and possibly elsewhere in the community? If you look at the example of cigarettes and alcohol, children are more likely to get access to it if, say, for example, their parents are using those substances.
Okay, well, first of all, when we talk about legalizing marijuana, we're not talking about adding a drug to the array of drugs that are available to people to use recreationally. People are already using marijuana. 17 million Americans consume marijuana regularly. So we're not talking about adding a drug to the array of options that people have. They're already using it. Studies have shown that when we put an age limit on alcohol and on tobacco, young people's use of those substances actually dropped dramatically. So while it will be more easy for adults to get their hands on marijuana, it will actually be a lot easier to keep it away from young people.
The no case has been put by the U.S. Attorney General, Eric Holder, school principals and police chiefs. Roger Salazar is a spokesman for the group No on Prop 19.
It's just a recipe for legal chaos, and it's one of the reasons we call it a jumbled legal nightmare.
What's the solution then?
Well, the solution is, go back and rethink this thing. It seems like they got a little bit, too tipsy on their own product.
Proposition 19 won't be the last word in the campaign to legalize marijuana. A vote in a populous state has given the concept a lot more oxygen. Peter Tosh, who sang this anthem, was killed during a robbery in 1987. His son Dave wants to see marijuana legalized too, and lent his support to California's Proposition 19.
California can help make this dream a reality. Vote yes on Proposition 19.
But for now, his late father's dream remains just that, a dream.
Brendan Trembath. And Proposition 23, heavily backed by Big Oil, which would have overturned California's global warming laws, also appears headed for defeat.